I'm Adam 37.
And I'm Bonnie and I'm 7.
Where are we?
And we are in these woods at what is it called?
Telamina Scenic Drive. It's in Telamina State Park in Oklahoma.
We drove like 2.5 hours to get here, and it was like a long drive. It felt like it was like 4 hours, but no, it wasn't. And we're finally here, and right now we're just taking pictures, and like, because I have my dad's picture camera, my dad's big special picture camera, and
she has my DSLR camera, and she's taking it through the viewfinder, not the LCD, so she's practicing artistic photography. You're taking some good shots.
Yeah. And I took a couple pictures of my dad. My dad took one picture of me. But yeah, I'm taking lots of pictures of just like the view and stuff, which they're probably not that good, but
no, I bet they are. So this is a very beautiful drive through the mountainous curvy road that you might see on a desk calendar, but it's November 4th and it's prime fall foliage. Golden leaves falling down all around us as we drive with the windows down, and it's 60 degrees. It's just perfect. And Bonnie, let's weave the story of how we came to be here right now. I'll tell my part, and then when our stories intersect, you can tell your part. Okay. I woke up at 6:30, went and preheated the oven to 400 degrees, busted open a can of biscuits, cinnamon rolls. I used to work with the guy who's probably, I'm surprised he still works at that old place, because he would say inappropriate things, but he told a lady that she looked like a busted open can of biscuits one time. And I went and I woke Bonnie up. You pick it up from here.
He said that as soon as you get out of the bath, the cinnamon rolls will be ready. So I finally got up, and I really didn't want to. But I got up, and I took a bath. And then when I got out, my dad was right, and they were ready. And then he got it ready and set it on the table. And
no, you did the icing. You spread the icing on.
Yeah, I spread the icing. And then we got to the table, and we ate and talked. And then
we're walking through the woods, yeah. And I'm holding the microphone up to her face, and we just had a tree split between us, so the microphone couldn't go both ways. It was awkward. Sorry, yeah. Continue.
And then we were like just like hanging out for a little, and then getting ready to go, and then
we loaded up, hit the road.
We hit the road and we went, and now we're here hiking, and it took a bunch of hours, and not a bunch, but like 2.5 hours, and I was really tired, and now we're here.
Yeah, thank you for putting up with that drive. I know for you, maybe driving 3 hours to see golden leaves might not be your idea of a fun Sunday, but at least you made me listen to this horrible Wolverine musical on the way here.
Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman.
And I called it Wolverine is because the guy that sings like this horrible song that he hates.
No, you like it. I said it was horrible.
Yeah, that's what I said. That he hates. I said this horrible song.
Wait,
that he hates.
Wolverine hates it and he still sings it?
No, my dad. And you don't like it. And then he said that the guy that sings this one. Is that a stick bug? Yep, that is a stick bug.
Where? Oh, nice! Bonnie spotted a stick bug in a forest full of sticks that look exactly like it. Good eye. You're a nature kid. So what about that Wolverine?
Okay, so the reason that he said it was Wolverine is because that guy is the same guy that is Wolverine in the Avengers movies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I don't know what is up with... Sorry if you like that. If you like to hear Hugh Jackman sing. I used to work with a guy at a different place who came... he called him Jack Human, and he didn't realize he made the error, and it cracked me up. Yes. Oh, Bonnie.
What?
Hold on. You remember that stick bug you were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He's on you.
Get it off! Get it off!
Bonnie,
get it off!
They don't... I'm getting it. All right, we're back home. How was this, man, how was this trip down Telamina Drive?
Oh, I'm not very good. I feel like, well, I like seeing, like, the pictures and the view, and I like, getting all the snacks and eating the candy, but it's just, like,
so
I feel like
we could have driven around the block and had candy in the car and driven around the block for 3 hours straight and it would have been just as good because the candy.
Yeah. Mm. But I feel like we just wasted our whole day like driving in the car literally like the whole entire day.
It was it was 3 hours each way. Yep. So you're right. Then no small little diners or nice quaint places to eat like I planned on or was hoping that was there. So then we, on the way back, I figured we'd stop in the next biggest town that was close called McAllister, which is famous for a gigantic supermax prison there. And they have famous prison rodeos there. Even have a big statue coming into town with a striped shirt prisoner riding a bull. This is a bronze statue and they've painted black and white stripes on him to indicate that he's a prisoner. I'm hoping I've gotten that story right. I should probably Google it, but y'all can write me if I'm wrong. BonnieFeaturingMatt@gmail.com. So anyway, we get to McAllister. What happened there in McAllister, food-wise?
We ate
Rib Crib.
Rib Crib.
A national barbecue chain. I believe it's national. It's a chain, at least. Again, nothing quaint and small town was open in McAllister. I Googled. I drove past probably 6 restaurants, all closed / boarded up and out of business. So, I don't know what's going on in McAllister. It has potential. It looks cute. It's got a little cute main street. But as far as the leaves and the scenic drive goes, it was beautiful, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. And at least McAllister has a Walmart and McDonald's.
Okay. So there was something that you did in the car on our way there, and we can do you want to close out with that thing? What is that thing? What did you do?
My dad was singing this song, On the Road Again.
We won't play that. I'm not going to play it.
We
were singing. My grandma Mimi used to sing every time we would go on a road trip. She used to deliver cars from car lots here to car lots in, here in Oklahoma to car lots in Arkansas and maybe Nebraska or Kansas, I mean. But she would always, we would sing, On the Road Again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. And then, which is Willie Nelson, Bonnie kept singing, I can't wait to get off the road again. And then eventually, as you do on car trips, long car trips, you go a little crazy. And I was replacing words in that song, talking about pooping and things. But I'm not going to play that, but tell them.
Because it has cuss words in it.
Yeah, I might have cussed a couple of times. But the point is, Bonnie was surreptitiously recording me with her tablet, and I thought she liked my songs. She was like, hey, Dad, sing that again. I really like it. So I was like, wipe your butt again.
And I tricked him. And then I finally told him why I was doing that.
But I'm not going to play that. Let's close out with one that isn't so dirty. And this is me being recorded without permission.
Sing it again.
On the road again. I can't wait to wipe my booty hole on my fridge. Using your arm and wiping it on my booty fridge. Booty is up on top of your chin. We're getting close to the big, big mountains with the fountain drinks and the binks. Jar Jar Binks. Hey, quit recording me.
I'm not.
Let me see that screen. Give me that screen!